I'm very, very thankful that the minister did decide to come up to the school here. It's been a hard-fought battle to get her to come up here. I think that to see the state of the school itself is the only real way that you'll understand what it's like to be here. You can say a lot in a Leinster House briefing room, but you cannot bring reality truly into a meeting. You have to bring them to the actual physical site. And I think that's what we did today, and I'm really, really hopeful that the minister takes what we had to say and what the planning and building unit report will say in the coming weeks, and that we'll be able to get a clear pathway forward for this project and hopefully get a definite timeline for the project to go to tender and for it to be built.
What is the day-to-day reality for you and your fellow students?
It is one that is quite difficult, but we make do. We come to school every single day. It is a struggle around the hallways, especially during class changes, but it is a struggle we're willing to do. The staff here in the college work extremely hard for each and every boy here. The academic profile from the school is amazing. The Leaving Cert and Junior Cert results are, I don't know how they do it, to be brutally honest, they are amazing. It is really just down to the calibre of staff and the type of students that are here in St. Eunice College that we'll make do as much as we can with the current conditions, but it is not fair on the boys here in the school when there are students across the country in better fitting conditions who are able to perform better in their exams. Even as hard as our boys fight to do well in their exams, equality is all that we're asking for.
And that's the thing, whenever you have a system like the CAO point system, it boils down to being a competition, and that isn't fair.
That's absolutely true. It's the system here in this country. It's just the way it is. We make do with it. We fight as hard as we can to be as good as we can in our subjects, to get the best points to get into our colleges. But the simple thing is, it boils down to equality. Students here don't have the same chances as students in Dublin. That is just a fact. It is something we have to live with, but it's something we hope that this new building project, when it goes to tender, if it goes to tender, can help to rectify.